Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Chaf Chet. In this perek, the Rambam continues to discuss the dinim of Tchum Shabbat. The specific focus in this perek is determining the Tchum of cities which have odd shapes or configurations, and establishing the conditions under which different cities can be joined together to have a common Tchum, which is larger than what each city would have on its own. The second half of the perek discusses the technical details of how exactly the 2,000 amot are measured in each direction, and who may be relied upon in a case of doubt or debate regarding the exact location of the end of a city's Tchum. Halacha Aleph. Kol beit dira shehu yotzei min ha-medina, im haya beino uvein ha-medina shivim amah u'shnei shlishei amah, shehu tzela beit zatayim ha-merubat o pachot mizeh, harei zeh mitztaref la-medina v'nechshav mimena, u'cheshe modedin la alpaim amah l'chol ruach, modedin chutz mi-beit dira zeh. When a single house is located just outside the boundary of a city, within 70 and two-thirds amot of the boundary, then it is considered part of the city, and the 2,000 amot of Tchum Shabbat in that direction are measured from the house. So if the house is located, say, 50 amot to the north of the city boundary, then this extends the Tchum to the north by 50 amot along the entire northern side of the city. What is the significance of the number 70 and two-thirds? This is approximately the square root of 5,000, meaning that a square whose sides have length 70 and two-thirds amot has area 5,000 square amot, which is equal to a beit satayim, the size of the courtyard of the Mishkan. Recall that this area came up in Perek Tetzayin as the maximal size of a karpef in which carrying is permitted even if the area was not hukaf l'dira. The Gemara learns from Sukkim that up to this area outside a city can be considered iburash el ir, a buffer zone outside a city which is considered part of it, and we envision this area as having the form of a square. Therefore, any home within a distance of the city up to the side length of this square, 70 and two-thirds amot, is considered an extension of the city. The Rambam adds later that this home must be at least 4x4 amot in area, as usual for the definition of a home in other areas of halacha as well, regarding, for example, the obligation to put up a mezuzah or a ma'akeh, a fence on the roof, and another application that we'll see very soon in the beginning of Hilchot Eruvin. Halacha bet. Haya bayit ze karov la medina b'shivim ama, uvayit sheni karov levayit rishon b'shivim ama, uvayit shlishi karov la sheni b'shivim, v'chein ad mahalach kama yamim, hari hakol kemdina achat, u'chishe modedin, modedin chutz labayit acharon. As a leniency in measuring Tchum Shabbat of 2,000 amot, which, as we saw in the last perek, is midirabanan, Chazal allowed multiple applications of this concept of iburash el ir. So if there is a chain of individual homes extending outward from the city boundary, each home within 70 and two-thirds amot of the previous one, the measurement of the tchum only begins at the last one, even if this chain extends for a distance of several days' travel. Halachot Gimel and Dalet clarify that the term home in this context includes anything which serves some purpose of habitation, including a Beit Knesset in which the chazan lives, a sturdy and secure booth in which a guard lives and works, and even a temple of Avodah Zarah, in which the priests of the Avodah Zarah reside. Halacha hei, hayu shtei ayarot zo smucha lazo, im yesh benihen mea v'arbaim v'achat u'shlish, kidei shiyesh shivim ama v'shirayim lazo, v'shivim ama v'shirayim lazo, choshvin shteihen ki ir achat, v'nimtzeit kol ir mehen mahalechet et kol ha'ir hashnia v'chutzala alpaim ama. If two cities lie near each other, such that the distance between them is at most 141 and one-third amot, that is, double 70 and two-thirds amot, then we consider them to be one big city. This means that anyone starting Shabbat in either city can walk the entire length of both cities, and anywhere within a large rectangle representing the Tchum Shabbat around both cities together, constructed as we explained in Halacha Bet of the last parak. The reason for this, as we explained earlier, is that up to 70 and two-thirds amot outside a city is considered Ibura shel Ir, a buffer zone around the city. So when the Ibur of City A and the Ibur of City B overlap, even if there are no homes at all in either Ibur, then the two cities are considered as one large one. This is the case when the distance between the boundaries of the two cities is at most 141 and one-third amot. Continuing in Halacha Hei. Hayu shlosha kfarim meshulashim, im yesh bein haemtza'i uvein kol echad min hachitzonim alpaim ama o pachot mikan, uvein hashnaim hachitzonim mataim veshalosh ushmonim, pachot shlish, kidei shiyeh bein kol echad mehen uvein haemtza'i keshetireh oto kiilu hu beinehen mea achat varbeim ushlish, harei shloshan kimdina achat, umovdedin lehen alpaim ama lechol ruach michutz lishloshtan. Three cities sit at the corners of a triangle in the following manner. Please see the image file available with this recording for a sketch of the layout. Cities A and B lie along the same line east to west, and city C is between them from east to west, but not in the same line as them, rather further north or south. If city C is less than 2,000 amot from each of cities A and B, and cities A and B are within 282 and two-thirds amot from each other, then these count, all three, as one large city, and the common tchum is measured from the edges of a rectangle surrounding all three together. The explanation of these measurements is as follows. If city C is within the tchum of both cities A and B, then we imagine city C to be directly between them. And if A and B are less than 282 and two-thirds amot from each other, then even with city C imagined to be between them, each is within 141 and one-third amot from city C between them. As we explained in the first part of this halacha, when cities are less than 141 and one-third amot from each other, they can be considered joined as one city. The two pictures in the image file illustrate two understandings of the Rambam's requirement of up to 282 and two-thirds amot between cities A and B. Must they really be this close together? Or is this the distance between them excluding the length of city C? As this would suffice if city C really were right between A and B as we imagine it. The Magen Mishnah understands the second way, but the Yad Peshuta points out that the words of the Rambam, which mention nothing about the length of city C, sound more like the first understanding. Halacha Vav. Ir shahaita aruka o mirubat, ho'il v'yesh la arba zaviot shavot, manichinota kemot shehi, umodedin la alpaim ama lechol ruach me'arba ruchotea. Haita agula, o sinla zaviot, veroinota ki ilu hi betoch miruba, umodedin chutz mitzal ot oto miruba alpaim amal lechol ruach, shimitsa mistaker ha zaviot. Vechein im haita meshulashet, o shiyesh la tzla ot rabot, merabinota, vacharkach modedin chutz la miruba alpaim amal lechol ruach. If a city is rectangular, even if one dimension is much longer than the other, we measure the tchum as a rectangle with sides parallel to the sides of the city. Each 2,000 amot removed from the city boundary, as we explained in Halacha Bet of the last parak. But what if the city is not rectangular, but rather circular, triangular, or having a boundary in the form of a polygon with many sides? Or what if the boundary has four sides, but in the shape of a trapezoid, one end longer than the other, or some other irregular quadrilateral? In all these cases, the first step is to draw the smallest possible rectangle or square around the city with sides which run east to west and north to south, and which encompasses the entire city. If the city is a circle, then this rectangle is the square, whose sides are tangent to the city boundary. This rectangle is now considered as the city boundary, and the tchum is measured as a larger rectangle with each side removed 2,000 amot in the usual manner of determining the tchum of a city. We summarize some of the remaining details of Halachot Chet through Yud. If the city is bent at a right angle, in the shape of a capital letter L, or if it is in the shape of an arch, then how to measure the tchum of this city depends on the distance between the two far ends of the L, or of the arch. If this distance is less than 4,000 amot, then we imagine the entire inside of the L, or of the arch, to be part of the city, as if that area were filled with homes. And the 2,000 amot of tchum are measured from the line segment connecting the ends. But if the distance between the ends is 4,000 amot or more, then we measure the 2,000 amot of tchum from the boundary of the city. If a city is located adjacent to one bank of a river, do we measure the tchum from the city boundary so that the river is part of the tchum? or do we include the river as part of the city and measure the tchum from the other bank of the river? This depends on whether the city has a dock, at least 4 amot wide, on which the residents can stand and use the river. If so, then the river is considered part of the city, and the tchum is measured from the opposite bank. If not, then the river is not part of the city, but rather part of its tchum. People who live in makeshift huts do not join together to form a city, and the tchum of each hut is measured individually. But if some area has at least 3 courtyards, each with at least 2 homes, then even the huts in this area join these to form a city, whose tchum is calculated by first drawing a rectangle around the courtyards and the huts together, as we explained earlier in Halachot Vav and Zayin. We continue with Halacha Yud Aleph, which begins the discussion of how the 2,000 amot of tchum in each direction are actually measured. Ein modedin ela bechevel shel 50 ama, lo pachot v'lo yater. Uvechevel shel pishtan, kidei shelo yimashech yater. Higia lagai, im haya rochbo 50 ama, shiachol lehavlio bechevel hamida, mavlio, v'hu shiye ba'omko pachot me'arba'at alafim. Measuring the 2,000 amot of Tchum Shabbat is done by 2 people, who use a rope of length 50 amot, made of flax so that it won't stretch. Clearly, 40 lengths of this rope comes out to exactly 2,000 amot. If the people measuring the tchum reach a valley, what do? If the valley isn't steep, so that it can be used just as level ground can be used, then the entire length of it, walking down and then up again, must be counted toward the 2,000 amot of the tchum. But if the valley is steep, and it is less than 50 amot from one side to the other, suppose it's 35 amot, so that 2 people standing at opposite ends of it can cover the valley in 1 length of the measuring rope, then we count this entire valley as 35 amot of the tchum, the horizontal length from one side to the other, and the depth of the valley does not count towards the tchum. This is called being mavliya, the valley in the tchum. But the Rambam clarifies in Halacha Yud Bet, this form of measurement, being mavliya, may be used only if the valley is so steep that it is essentially a sheer vertical wall, chut hamishkolet yored kinegdo. If this is not the case, then the valley can count as 35 amot of the tchum only if the depth of the valley is no more than 2,000 amot. If the distance from one side of the valley to the other is more than 50 amot, then the people measuring should look for a spot further up or down the sides of the valley where the 2 sides are less than 50 amot apart, and be mavliya, the valley in the tchum, at that spot. Halacha yudalid. Higia lekotel. Ein umrin yikovet hakotel, ela omeid rochbo veholechlo. Vim efshar lishtamesh bo, modedo medida yafa. When the people measuring the tchum encounter a wall, there is no need to make a hole through the wall. If the wall is exactly vertical, then its width is measured and counts as part of the tchum. If the wall is slanted in such a way that the surface of the wall can be used, like to rest things on, then the entire length of the surface counts towards the tchum, and clearly this can be much more than the width of the wall. Halacha tedvav, higia lahar. Im haya har hamitlaket mimenu gova asarat vachim ba'orech 5 amot, mavli'o v'chozer l'midato. Vim haya gavoa harbe ad shitlaket mimenu asarat vachim b'toch meshach 4 amot, omdo v'holechlo. Im eino yachol lehavli'o, kegon shaya rochbo yater mi-50, mekadedo ma'at ma'at, v'zehu sha'amru mekadedin beharim. When they encounter a mountain, how do the people measuring the tchum count this as part of the tchum? If the mountain isn't steep, then the entire distance which is traversed by walking up and down the mountain must count towards the tchum, just like in the case of a valley which isn't steep that we saw earlier. If the mountain is steep, such that it rises 10 tfachim over a horizontal distance of 5 amot, then we count the horizontal distance from one end of the mountain to the other end towards the tchum. That is, we are mavliya, the mountain in the tchum, as we did with the steep valley in Halacha Yud Aleph. If the mountain is even steeper, rising 10 tfachim over a horizontal distance of only 4 amot, then the width of the mountain may be estimated rather than measured precisely. If the mountain is too wide to be measured from one end to the other in one stretch of the rope, that is, if the mountain is more than 50 amot wide, then we use the method of mekadedin baharim, approximating its width a little bit at a time, as the Rambam proceeds to explain. Halacha tetzayin. כיצד מקדדים בהרים או בגאיות שאינו יכול להבליען, אוחזים שניים חבל של 400, העליון אוחז קצתו נגד מרגלותיו, והתחתון אוחז בקצה השני כנגד ליבו. וחוזר העליון לעמוד במקום התחתון, והתחתון יורד ומרחיק ממנו מידת החבל. וכן מתגלגלים והולכים עד שמודדין את כולו. וכשילך המודד להבליע ההר או הגיא, לא יצא חוץ לתחום, שלא יראו אותו העוברים ויאמרו מידת תחומין באה לכאן. The two people measuring the tchum climb the mountain together, taking with them a rope of length 4 amot, much shorter than the 50 amah rope used on level ground. At each stage, the person above, higher up the mountain, holds his end of the rope at his feet, while the person below, lower down the mountain, holds his end at his chest. In this manner, they can hold the rope horizontally, to measure the horizontal distance being traversed as they ascend and then descend the mountain. After they make a measurement, say while they are climbing the mountain, the person higher up stays in place and the one lower down climbs up higher, and the measurement is repeated with the roles reversed. The one who was above is now below, and vice versa. In this manner, they continue to measure incrementally the horizontal distance across the mountain. The halacha ends with the admonition to the people measuring the tchum not to actually step outside the tchum they are measuring. This is strange, because clearly the measurement of tchum is not performed on Shabbat itself. So what is the problem with leaving the tchum? The Rambam explains that we are concerned that some onlooker may see the spot where the person measuring the tchum is standing, and jump to the conclusion that that spot must be part of the tchum. In order to avoid this misimpression, those doing the measuring should stand inside the tchum at all times. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ein somchin ela al medidat adam mumche shehu yodea midat hakarka. Haya lanu tchumei Shabbat muchzakin, uva mumche umadad, riba batchumeihen umi'eit batchum, shom'in lo batchum shiriba. Vechein im ba'u shnayim mumchin umadadu batchum, echad riba v'chad mi'eit, shom'in lamarbe, uvilvad shelo yirabe yater mimidat alachsona shel ir. We only rely on the measurement of someone who is expert at measuring land. Suppose the tchum of some city had already been established, and an expert comes and measures it again. If in some directions his measurement goes farther than the original tchum, and in others his measurement falls short of the original one, then we only accept his changes in the directions in which his tchum goes farther. If two different experts both measure the tchum of a city and reach different results, we accept the conclusion of the one who reached a further distance outside the city. The leniency in this case is based on the assumption that the shorter result was based on faulty measurement, as we now explain. If the 2,000 amot are measured at an angle, rather than due north, south, east, or west, then these 2,000 amot will end closer to the city than they should. This understanding of the discrepancy between the measurements of two experts leads the Rambam to a limitation which he proceeds to explain in Halacha Yudchet. Suppose that one of the experts measures 2,000 amot due south of the city boundary, as he is supposed to do, while the other mistakenly measures along a diagonal extending southeast at a 45-degree angle from the direction of the first expert. See the image file available with this recording for a sketch of the situation. How much of a discrepancy will this lead to between the measurements? A square has a diagonal of 2,000 amot if its side length is 2,000 divided by 1.4, really divided by the square root of 2, but Chazal estimate the square root of 2 as 1.4. This comes out to about 1,428 amot, meaning that the expert who mistakenly measures along a diagonal will end up only 1,428 amot away from the city. So the discrepancy between the expert's measurements is 2,000 minus 1,428, or 572 amot, which the Rambam rounds up to 580 amot. This is the largest discrepancy for which we are willing to accept the longer tchum, on the assumption that the shorter measurement was carried out along a diagonal incorrectly. If the discrepancy is greater than this, then both results are rejected, and we either rely on a previously established tchum, if there is one, or we measure again from scratch. Halacha Yudtet. Afilu Eved, Afilu Shifcha Nemanin Lomar, Adkan Truma Shabbat. Vneman Hagadol Lomar, Zachurani Shaadkan Hayinu Baim Bishabbat Kishayiti Katan. Vesomchin Al Eduto Bedavar Ze. Shalo Amru Chachamim Bedavar Lachmir El Lahakel. Mipnei Sheshiur Al Pai Midivrehem. Because the Trum Shabbat of 2,000 Amot is Midrabanan, we are lenient regarding who is believed to testify about where it extends to. Specifically, we rely even on the testimony of an Eved Kanani or a Shifcha Kananit on this point, and on the testimony of an adult who remembers seeing as a child how far people in a certain area used to walk on Shabbat. Though ordinarily we don't accept testimony of an Eved Kanani and the Shifcha Kananit at all, nor that of an adult who recounts something he remembers from when he was a child, we do so for the purposes of establishing the extent of Trum Shabbat Midrabanan.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.